Something we need to be mindful of as crypto investors is that the global financial and technological landscape is changing rapidly. And the stark reality is that the cryptocurrency industry does not need the United States to survive and thrive. While the US is focusing on keeping everyone distracted, divided, dumb, and barely alive, the rest of the world is off the sidelines and actively participating in crypto. This meme explains the current situation. SEC suing Coinbase and Binance. Whatever. More importantly, the EU, UK, Hong Kong, Brazil, Dubai, Germany, and Japan are competing to become crypto hubs. In the past 6 months alone, the European Union approved MiCA, which is an acronym that stands for Markets in Crypto Assets Regulation, and it's the first EU-level legal framework for the cryptocurrency market. And it was designed to protect European investors and preserve financial stability in markets, while allowing for innovation by making the crypto asset sector more attractive to entities interested in getting involved that were concerned about unclear regulations. And consider the timeline here. MiCA was first proposed back in September 2020. The negotiations about it started in November 2021. Agreements about it were reached in June of 2022. And the summer of 2023, it was finally formally adopted. So the EU has been working on this for years and is making positive progress for the crypto industry in their region. And we've also got the UK passing new crypto laws within the past 6 months. This June, the Financial Services and Markets 2023 Act was granted royal assent from King Charles. And under this new law, crypto trading is recognized as a regulated financial activity and crypto assets as regulated financial instruments, products, and investments. Very cool. However, some comments from lawyer Gabriel Shapiro, general counsel at Delphi Labs, about it warned the new regulations are pretty strict. So it's possible that only centralized exchanges and a few well-established DeFi projects may be able to follow them. Even so, the important thing is now there is more regulatory clarity in the UK. So people, companies, entities know where the UK stands and where they would stand if they chose to get involved with crypto in that jurisdiction. And yet another jurisdiction around the world making bold moves is Hong Kong, by opening up crypto exchange licensing, where entities can start submitting applications for licenses to run crypto trading platforms. In a case we weren't aware, trading crypto in Chinese territories has been restricted to institutional investors and professionals since 2018. So now with Hong Kong's new regulations, it will allow retail traders like us to start trading crypto there. Bullish. Next, we've got Dubai vying for global crypto hub status for Emirates. Back in March of this year, they launched a new licensing regime with a framework that addresses a broad range of different crypto assets and activities that were designed to attract crypto firms seeking regulatory clarity. And the new rules continue to be a work in progress to leave room for continued development over time. Bullish. Moving right along the globe here, Brazil. Back in June, in stark contrast to US, Brazil offers clarity on crypto by naming the central bank as a regulator. The central bank now has to establish a licensing system for virtual asset service providers, and all companies operating in the country must register. The framework for crypto could attract more companies and customers to the industry. Brazil is already home to Mercado Bitcoin, an exchange that has more than 3 million customers and hosts upward of 5 billion in trading volume. Bullish. And not too far away, we've got Mexico unveiling an out-of-this-world NFT collection.
Evolución posterior.
JK, LOL. Across the pond, we've got Japan also throwing a hat in the ring to compete for crypto hub status. Japan to allow VCs to invest in startup Web3 crypto tokens. Japan to allow startups to raise funds by issuing crypto instead of stocks. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida reaffirmed the country's commitment to fostering the Web3 industry in a keynote address on day one of the WebEx conference in Tokyo, Japan. He highlighted its potential to transform the internet and kindle social change. Bullish. Meanwhile, what have US regulators been doing? Straight up suing and fining all the players that try hard to stay compliant in an environment where there is no clear compliance measures, like Coinbase, Kraken, and more. And this war on crypto in the US hurts US consumers, hurts US businesses, and hurts all US citizens at large. People living in the United States are unable to use products and services that other people in other countries around the world can, which means US businesses won't be able to compete globally if restricted from the crypto industry. So the bottom line is this: crypto is global, and crypto doesn't need the United States to survive. Hello, I'm CryptoKC, and in this video, we are going to explore some important information and metrics about how non-US policymakers are embracing crypto and how they are currently using crypto. Let's hit it. Please be sure to check out our sponsors, iTrust Capital, Masterworks, and Tangent Wallet. Buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrencies as well as silver and gold tax-free with your own IRA or individual retirement account, or roll over your current 401k with iTrust Capital. Diversify your investment portfolio with the time-tested, uncorrelated asset class of fine art with the Masterworks platform, and invest in your very own cold storage hardware wallet like Tangent Wallet. It's the size of a credit card, multi-currency, multi-chain, and it's by far the easiest crypto wallet to set up and use on the market right now. So scroll down and use the links below to access the correct and official sites, as well as redeem any special offers they have for us. Sweet. The facts in this video were compiled in a nice tweet thread by a Matthew Hammer. So if you've got an X, or formerly Twitter, account, feel free to check them out. Cool. So between the EU, UK, Hong Kong, Dubai, Brazil, and Japan, there are over 850 million consumers, or people like us, and they have a combined GDP, or gross domestic product, of over $23 trillion. And as we've discussed on the channel, crypto is still an extremely new industry, with only a little less than $1 trillion of market cap. And obviously, as we explored at the beginning of this video, all of these countries recognize the huge economic potential of crypto, and are working hard to build frameworks for people and companies to operate within. So with regulatory clarity comes much more adoption, which in turn will create millions of jobs and trillions in value over time. And these jobs and this value and all this money will naturally flow into regions with favorable regulatory environments, not to places with hostile environments like the US, where regulators are attacking even good players with good intentions. And we're already seeing this. When looking at this chart, the US has lost over 30% of their blockchain developer market share to Asia, Africa, and Latin American countries in the last 5 years, which means crypto-friendly policies and regulations are attracting crypto innovators. So the US is losing talent in a new, nascent, global, financial, technological industry to countries that have entered an arms race to get as much market share as possible, all because they recognize and are embracing the fact that crypto is inevitable and its underlying blockchain foundation is on its way to becoming the new foundation of our future global financial and technological system. And what most people don't realize is that US consumers and businesses are actually a small percentage of crypto's total user base. Check this out. In a regional breakdown of cryptocurrency holders, the US makes up only 11%, which means about 90% of crypto's 420 million users live outside of the United States. And when looking at the total volume of crypto transactions sent by year and by region, over 80% of it is all happening outside of the US. And when considering the world's largest centralized crypto exchange, Binance, with over 5 times the 24-hour trading volume of the second largest exchange, Coinbase, has 0 US customers because Binance is separate from Binance US Exchange, it becomes glaringly obvious that crypto is already a proven product market fit for non-US consumers. And this is largely due to the fact that they don't have access to stable fiat currencies, financial services like trustworthy banks, etc. The one saving grace for the US right now is that they are all using stablecoins pegged to the US dollar to give them access to US dollars, and they use it to preserve the value of their money better than holding their particular country's fiat currency. They also use DeFi, or decentralized financial applications, to access financial products and services they are otherwise not able to use in order to trade, borrow, and earn yield on their stablecoins. So demand for the US dollar is great for the US because, as we've discussed together on the channel, most US dollars are actually created and are circulating outside of the United States. So only about 30% of the total supply of US dollars is circulating in the domestic US. And if demand for US dollars started declining, and a significant proportion of US dollars started flooding back into the US, the US could face an extreme spike in inflation, way worse than we're experiencing now. Because as more dollars enter into circulation, it weakens its value. And since the US is a huge importer for tons of different goods, in addition to a weakening dollar, prices for goods would simultaneously increase for US consumers. Bearish. However, despite all the FUD, or fear, uncertainty, and doubt about the US dollar losing its status as the world's reserve currency, it's likely to remain strong as there isn't another viable currency to replace it from a stability and liquidity standpoint in the short term, or even over the next several years, realistically. We shall see. Let me know what you think in the comments below. Another interesting thing to consider is how existing legacy financial systems in the US are inhibiting the U.S. from being able to adopt new emerging tech as cheaply and efficiently as other countries. A prime example is how China was able to adopt and implement mobile payments and QR code-based transactions and did away with credit cards, debit cards, cash, and similar altogether. These advanced payment technologies are reaching billions of users and creating trillions of dollars in value, all without U.S. consumers. Over the past 6 years, the U.S. started capitulating to mobile payment technologies, and since, U.S. mobile payment volumes have increased over 500%. So, what does this all mean? What's likely to happen? Well, like we explored together, crypto is global, and it does not need the U.S. to survive or thrive. Other countries are way ahead of the U.S. in terms of recognizing the upcoming cryptocurrency blockchain-based global financial system, embracing it, and actively working towards becoming a safe, friendly hub for crypto innovators. And eventually, like the U.S. did with mobile payment systems, there is just way too much potential value and money that will flood into the industry, and the U.S. will capitulate and adopt it as well. It's just a shame that the U.S. is now so far behind and still not making any significant progress in regulatory clarity. So the U.S. is on its way to losing its status as the top financial, technological, global superpower of the world. And in a weird twist of fate, the fact that adoption of stablecoins pegged to the U.S. dollar is popular, and in a weird twist of fate, the fact that adoption of stablecoins pegged to the U.S. dollar is popular and on the rise may be its saving grace. Meanwhile, it does appear that recent U.S. judicial and congressional actions reveal that the U.S. is slowly starting to pivot and head in the right direction. This next U.S. election will be extremely important for the crypto industry operating within the U.S. and for crypto investors living in the U.S. But like I said, crypto is global, crypto is inevitable, and crypto does not need the U.S. to survive or thrive. Rather, the U.S. needs crypto to survive and thrive in the long term. So as a crypto investor in the U.S. interacting with DeFi apps, sometimes the only way we can access them is by using a VPN or virtual private network service like NordVPN. For example, if we try to access the DeFi exchange 1inch and receive this 403 access restricted notice, it is because we need to use a VPN, which is a service that allows you to connect to public networks like Wi-Fi through an encrypted tunnel that protects your privacy while online. To further protect ourselves as crypto investors, we should all definitely be using a VPN because it keeps our identity private by hiding our IP address and masking our location. So any data that passes through while your device is connected to the internet is safe and we're able to access websites our country may be otherwise trying to censor from us. VPNs also prevent people, companies, etc. from watching and tracking your online activity. So as a crypto investor, using VPNs can protect us while we're connected to public networks, as hackers have some ways to steal our data when connected to them. My personal favorite VPN provider is NordVPN. It's extremely easy to set up and very user-friendly. And if you use the link in the description area below to access the correct and official site, they are offering their services to our community at a discounted price. It comes to about $3.50 per month with an extra month free and a 30-day money-back guarantee so we can try them out. So scroll down and check them out. Awesome. So if you would like to have that eureka moment and understand how Bitcoin can help us maintain complete control over some of our wealth, check out this video. If you would finally like to have that eureka moment and understand how cryptocurrency wallets, seed phrases, and private keys work, check out this video. And to get your very own Tangent wallet, click on the link on the screen. Like and subscribe for more. Be safe out there.